Well, powerful storms during last year's El Nino caused a record level of beach erosion up and down the entire West Coast. A new study shows that shorelines from California to Washington State retreated a whopping 76% more than usual last winter. The study was just published in the journal Nature Communications. Patrick Barnard is the lead author of the study. He's also a coastal geologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. Patrick, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
So is this West Coast erosion you found unprecedented?
It is in the historical record, which goes back just about 20 years or so. But if you look at other conditions in the tropical Pacific and the North Pacific, dating back to 1871, it indicates that this was perhaps the most powerful El Nino event in recorded history.
76%. How much shoreline are we losing?
Yeah, well, typical in a winter along the West Coast, we have larger waves in the winter, and so the shoreline retreats on average about 20 meters or so. And this particular winter, on average, it retreated about 35 meters or roughly 110 feet.
That's significant.
It is. And the elevated wave energy drove that erosion, which was about 50% above normal in terms of wave energy.
The El Nino weather pattern is now over, but last year's was one of the strongest on record. Remind us what El Nino is.
Right. Well, El Nino is a condition in the Pacific where the winds along the tropics reverse direction. Typically, they blow to the west, and they reverse during El Nino and blow to the east, moving lots of warm water to the eastern tropical Pacific, which essentially transfers more energy to the mid-latitudes to fuel these powerful storms in the eastern North Pacific, which affects most directly the states of Washington, Oregon, and California.
Last year's El Nino didn't bring much rain to the drought-stricken West. How could it have done so much damage to the coastline? Describe that.
That's right. Yeah, it was largely considered to be a dud from a water resources perspective. California was in about a five-year drought at the time. Most of the direct storms hit further to the north in Oregon and Washington, and so California had about 70% less rain than during a typical El Nino. However, very large storms were generated in the Pacific. Those storms generated very large waves, and those waves hit the California coast, the Oregon coast, the Washington coast, which in the end is what causes significant coastal erosion.
Patrick, how much of the damage do you think is related to climate change, or don't we know?
This El Nino was certainly influenced by climate change, and there's a number of reasons that point to that fact. One is that we had the warmest sea surface temperatures ever recorded on record in the eastern tropical Pacific. We had the highest sea levels ever recorded in the eastern tropical Pacific. We had the largest number of hurricanes ever recorded, 13 that affected Mexico and Hawaii in particular, including the most powerful hurricane winds ever recorded in Hurricane Patricia. And also, what was very unusual but is consistent with a long-term trend is that this El Nino struck much further north, as we just discussed. And this is consistent with a long-term global warming influence trend of storm tracks moving poleward under the influence of climate change.
You point out that some 25 million people live along the area you studied. What are some of the ecological and economic effects of this erosion?
Right. Well, we know going back to one of the other very large events of the last century, the 1982-83 event, caused about $12 billion in economic impacts, which range from the coast to inland effects, such as impacts to agriculture. You know, along the coast itself, ecosystems rely on accommodation space and wide beaches and dunes. And when you have these large events, they erode these environments for ecosystems to thrive. And so the more significant the erosion, the less these ecosystems have to not only survive, but also to evolve.
Patrick, we've been reporting all week on the rainfall that California's been getting this winter. That's not part of El Nino, but will those storms do even more damage to the coastline?
They will. And one of the big vulnerabilities of an El Nino event is not only in the current winter that El Nino has its direct impacts, but in the following winters. So we had this prior winter, the beaches simply cannot recover in a single year. And so the beaches have only recovered about 60% of the sand that was lost during the last El Nino. And now this winter, the wave energy is about average. However, because the beaches are already quite depleted, they're exceedingly vulnerable to even these average-sized storms that we're receiving along the California coast now in terms of the waves that they're producing.
Patrick Barnard is a coastal geologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He's reporting on a new study that the West Coast shorelines have retreated 76% more than usual last winter. Patrick, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Eric.